For immigrants trying to enter the United States, the trip is often perilous. Illegal immigrants have died crossing deserts, and they've suffocated in locked trucks. Commentator Ruben Navarrete says the blame for these deaths lies in some powerful hands.
Warning, human beings are perishable. If locked in a tractor trailer for 12 hours on a hot Texas summer day with no ventilation or provisions, they will waste away. That's what happened recently in Dallas. Authorities pulled over a 54-foot rig and discovered amidst its freight of medical supplies nearly 50 illegal immigrants in need of medical attention. Most were screaming in pain and dehydrated, their organs close to shutting down. Two had died. In a cruel perversion of the free enterprise system, the industrious charge as much as $2,000 a head to haul human cargo. They can make over $100,000 a trip. The heartless can make more if they treat the cargo as less than human and skip amenities like air conditioning, or food, or water. That was true with the drivers of the Dallas truck. Now the truck drivers are facing state murder charges, but the story can't end there. Who else is to blame for this tragedy? Certainly, the immigrants themselves did intend to break the law, and they paid a high price for it. Then there's the Mexican government. Its corruption and incompetence perpetuate a system of such economic inequality that its people try their luck with ruthless smugglers. Even the U.S. government shares some blame. Our law enforcement agents need to do a better job of tracking down and punishing smugglers before the crime of smuggling turns into the crime of murder. But there's another culprit, one who often escapes blame. You may wonder what happened to the illegal immigrants who survived the ordeal in the truck. Astonishingly, they were released, at least until there can be hearings to decide whether they can stay in the country. They were even given work permits. So, confirmed lawbreakers were easily transformed into wage earners and taxpayers, and that hints at the root of the problem. U.S. employers are so eager to get their hands on the hot commodity of illegal immigrant labor that they will gladly look the other way and ignore what it takes to deliver it to them. All these parties must accept their share of blame for tragedies like this and do whatever they can to prevent their recurrence. Otherwise, Americans might as well get used to the idea of immigrants coming to the United States for jobs and going home in coffins.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, a columnist for the Dallas Morning News.